Okay, today is Daf Gimel, Masechet Nazir. We're up to the two dots. Harini Kazeh. Now, Harini Kazeh doesn't make much sense. I mean, even if he would be, assuming this is a continuation of the previous case, which we explained is referring to where he's Tafus Bisaro, who's holding his hair. I mean, so I should be like my hair? What is that supposed to mean? That probably the correct Girsa is Harini Bizeh Lo Amar. He didn't say, this is an old Girsa that is brought by the Gospel of Ransburg. It makes a lot of sense. Tosis had a lot of problems with this Girsa because it does say Harini Kazeh. So, I mean, we're saying he never said Harini Bizeh. If he was saying, I should be in this mitzvah that I'm holding in my hands, okay, then it would make sense. It means the only mitzvah we have with Tsar is Nazirut, but Kazeh, what is it supposed to mean? I'm a hairy guy. Omar Shmuel, no, this case again reverts to the previous understanding. We're talking about going Shaya Nazir over Lefanav. So you're saying, I should be like this guy. Harini Misalsel, and what makes you think that Silsul has something to do with hair? Nimaida Adain Silsul is a reference to Sarau. Kiriyam Rabbi, Ayi Amtadavei Rebbe. We know the famous story of the Rebbe's Amma. Actually, the way the Gemara is brought in the Makor is the opposite. We started off with Torah, Sal Salah V'Torah Mimcha. So the Rabbanu never understood what Sal Salah means until there was a guy that in the middle of Shir kept playing with his hair, and Rebbe's maids shouted at him, how long are you going to keep being Misal Sel B'Sarecha? So they came to understand what Silsul means. Here we're starting in the opposite direction. Why don't we say that Silsul, we know means Silsul Sa'ar. We start off because of Rebbe's Amma that said, Lahu Gavra, the Lashon and Megillah is the Avi Mahapir Bamaze, he was playing with his hair, Ad Matai Ata Misalsel Bisarecha. Says the Gemara, yeah, but I mean, remember that over there was only in the context of understanding the Pasuk, there was a reference to Torah. So Ema Torah, maybe it just means Hareini Misalsel means I'm going to go learn, become a Talmud Chacham. Because it does say Sal Salava Teromimcha on Mashmu. We're going back, so we have Nazir Over Ma. That is Magzik Pesaro, Tofus Pesaro, Nazir Over Tofus Pesaro. Those are the cases in the Mishnah. So here we're talking about Tvisa B'Seyar, which means that it's a reference to not Torah, but actually to hair. No, it means to twist around your fingers more, yeah.
How long could it have been? How long could it have been? I mean, it's all 3 days.
What? Well, there's no max. First of all, there's no maximum.
No, but I mean, for
the norm?
To play with it.
Well, it wasn't a nose. It was just a kid in sheer.
Yeah.
I mean, he may have had hair down to his knees, for all you know.
Yeah. Okay.
They didn't know about those problems in those days. We discovered a lot of new issues. So, kilkul. Harini mechalkel. What makes you think that kilkul is a lotion of seyar? Kiditznan. When it comes to Yilchot Shabbat, sid. How much sid do you take out that's considered to be a shi'ur that's meaningful for Hotzat Shabbat that would be mechayev you? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, kedei lasud kilkul, v'yomarav bat sida'a, enough to be misayed, usual lashon of sid, is to remove hair. But I mean, that's irrelevant to us, we're just trying to bring a lashon of kilkul. So it's depilatory. Some learn, I don't know what pushes them into it, that the sid that we're talking about over here would be to hold it in place, which I think is a little silly, but okay. When sid isn't used for that. But kilkul just means a little curl. So even a small curl, katan, such as batsida, like the little curly hair that comes from the side of the temple. So a woman might take that off because it sticks out. So that's a batsida. But maybe Hareini Mechalkel means that I am mekabel on myself to be a big bal tzedakah. I mean, maybe it means mezen aniyeh. I'm going to take care of all of the poor. Doesn't it say, Kirifi vayachalkel Yosef et aviv et achav? I mean, so it uses a lashon. And as a matter of fact, Yosef was even called kilkul in the Torah, in the Tanakh, in the Nach. So you see that it's a lashon of tzedakah. It says the Gemara in Ochinami. We'll have to say, Omar Shmuel, Ochinami shetafus b'saharo. It's got to be a kilkul That is in terms of hair. Otherwise, it might well mean something else. Harei alayla shaleach pera. Harei zeh nazir. And the Mishnah says, a person is mekabel on himself to give out pera, priyat harosh, is a nazir. Shaleach? Is shaleach a din of ribui? That means I'm going to grow my hair? I mean, pera just means to uncover your hair, right? Upara et rosh ha'isha. So maybe he just means, I ain't walking around with a yarmulke anymore. I mean, well, where the shaleach would mean necessarily to grow your hair wild? What makes you think that this is free growth? Ah, dechtiv shelachayich pardes rimonim. Now, shelachayich in that context is a reference to that which you give off, meaning your descendants are like pardes rimonim. So then here too, it means growth. Well, it could also mean mitid diaburi. It could mean getting rid of something. Like it says, sholeach maima apnei chutzos. Throwing water on outside on the street. So then the shaleach pera could mean I'm going to shave my head. Maybe it doesn't. Maybe the guy's sick and tired of his long hair and he's saying, I'm a kabbal on myself to get a haircut. Well, now, the truth is that it's the word pera that's really meaningful here. But the Tana is relying on the way that pera is itself a reference to nizirut. Because, I mean, we find that it says by the Nazir, Kadoshia Gadel Pera, and it says the Lashon of Shiluach by a Kohen Hedyo, in the Yecheskel, it says, Upera lo yishalechu. So, Pera lo yishalechu, like this I would say, it doesn't necessarily have to be a reference to the long growth of a Nazir, but since Lamaisa, the Tana does learn out a gzeirah shavah. I mean, it's sort of like a gzeirah shavah. It's to knock. It's not a real gzeirah shavah. But we learn out the din of yishalechu from the para that it says by nazir. So just like nazir is shloshim yom, we learn out the iser of gidol seyar by a kohen. It's 30 days. Not to, he has to get a haircut before 30 days are up to do his coming to the Beis HaMikdash and so on. So therefore, it's clear that the reference to shiluach para is actually a nizirut. So by a parallel, you know, the truth is that even the pasuk that you bought, the Tosfos says that this is only in a by-the-way fashion. Because there's tons of pasukim in which shaleach means to get rid of. It doesn't mean to grow. I mean, certainly, it's only this particular pasuk, shaleach mayim al pnei chutzos. So as we're sort of, and by the way, even the pasuk that you mentioned really didn't mean to throw away either. Although, I mean, clearly, I mean, Vayishlach Yaakov Malachim, what does that mean? He grew Malachim, he sent them away. I mean, so Vashiluach Perak could be sending away your hair. You know. So that's not the point, but we're just trying to say, I mean, you brought me a pasuk, which even Lashitatcha is the wrong pasuk to bring. I mean, because Sholeach Maim HaPnei Chutzos also could mean a Lashon of Ribui. And in fact, we have the, there is a girsa, although it does not really seem to be true in terms of. Well. Saba Josh apparently is the Pied Piper today. I see he brought in the youngsters behind him. Oh, I see. So, but we have this girsa over here, kind of a targum, Rabbi Yosef, that posik of Shaleh Maim, Alpine Chutzes. Just as one would pour out water on the perot, and that causes the perot to grow. So shaleach, in that case, is also a lotion of gidul. So no matter how you look at it, certainly the relationship to God, shalach pera, is something that is very nazir-oriented. Now how about that last piece of the mission? The last piece of the mission was machlokas, Rabbi Meir, and the Chachamim, if a guy says, Harei like Tziporim. Now, it's clear there is a vague relationship between Tziporim and Nazir. I mean, the fact is, if a Nazir becomes Tameh, he's chayef to bring a korban that includes Ofos. Right? I mean, it's a pretty weak reason to say Harei like Tziporim is a reference to Nazirus. And yet, Rabbi Meir Omer Nazir. My time, why says a Nazir? My time at the Rebbe Meir. Omere Shlokish, we have a new idea over here. New idea is that language includes hypertext. So in other words, when a person will say a word, he can use words that are contextual, where other people will recognize that it's a reference to something that is part of the context. Now this is a very serious machlok, because usually we view hafla'a as not contextual, can be an explanation of an ambiguous term. But we never had a din that the context per se would define the term. I mean, because to say tziporim is naziris is an absurd stretch. Even if you're going to tell me that the context, there is a context that makes it very clear that tziporim is naziris, I still say, but that's not hafla'a, that's not language. It may be meaning, but hafla'a means language, and it doesn't matter if the guy will say, this is what I mean. It doesn't matter what you meant, it's not what you said. And that's what Nedarim and Nazirut is all about. It's teaching us the nature of language. Nonetheless, Reish Lakish says there is an additional element of language itself in which meaning that is embedded by context is considered to be part of the actual meaning of a word. And that's a remarkable chiddush. Let's just see his raya, because it's an amazing raya. He says, since we find that in the visions of Nebuchadnezzar and Sefer Daniel, so it says over there, Adi Sa'arek Nisharim Rabbah V'tafroi Ketziporim, where he became, Nebuchadnezzar turned into an animal, so his hair grew like the wings of an eagle, and his fingernails grew, or his nails grew like the talons of a bird. So that means birds are related to the hair of the eagles. This is wild. So this guy's got this whole thing in mind. Now obviously, as Tosfos explains, Reish Lakish is including the relationship of Tziporim to Nezirut in terms of the carbon, because otherwise, I mean, why of all crazy things choose this? I'm accepting, therefore, says Reish Lakish, that Tziporim certainly is a reference to Nazir. The problem is, where's the language of Nezirut? For that, I need to be Mechadesh, that this is considered to be the language of the Zirut. That's amazing.
Is Rabbi ensuring that Al Gore didn't invent the internet?
The hypertext thing is not part of the internet. Verabonon Savre was Rabbonon hold lo matvis inish bemidah the samichle. That's not included. Now, even though right now it sounds like all we're saying is we don't believe that's what the guy has in mind, we're going to see later in the sugya that it's actually machlokes about the nature of language, even if I know it's what he has in mind. Clearly I know it's what he has in mind. It is not what he's saying. And that's what Rabbi Yochanan holds. So Rabbi Yochanan Omar, the kulayama lo matvis. Everybody holds your matvis. This is not matvis. Rabbi Yochanan says this is not a language idea at all. It's not called a lingual reference. You know what Rabbi Meir is saying? Rabbi Meir is making a direct reference to Tzipore Nazir Tameh. The Chayshinan Shema Tzipore Nazir Tameh Kibel Alav. Now the Chayshinan means, we're not really sure, but it has a double meaning. Because why would a person be Mekabel on himself Nazirut Tameh? Because remember that the reason, as Rabbi Lezer said yesterday, that we consider a Nazir to be a Chote, is because if he becomes Tameh, then he's doubling the length of his Naziris. He never had that in mind, and he's going to end up being over on his Naziris, because deep down he never wanted this kind of situation. So if a guy wants to cover all of his bases, and he wants to be Ma'amid Nafshi, as we use the Lashon in the Dorim, he wants to look ahead and see, what will I be able to tolerate? So maybe a guy like that would say, I'm in for Naziris, even if it means that I'm going to end up bringing the Naziris tummy, and I'll have to double my Naziris. I'm ready to accept that also, and I've taken the risk, and I understand that I'm able to do that. Because he wants to avoid the chashash of a Nazir being called a chote. So it's not an unreasonable thing. So we are chayish, but maybe he was chayish, basically. Now, wait a minute, says the Gemara. You're saying, but you're not sure. You're saying chashinon. You're not saying that this is clear. Now, if I can bring you something else, and it would seem just as likely, perhaps even more likely, I mean, wouldn't that be a problem then, that this is not considered to be a proper reference, since it comes out to be a suffix nazirus? I have a suffix. The Dorim Lahakel Zav Naziris is Lahakel. So Mirte Chashinan Ka'amar. Dilma Tziporeina Davaki Belala. I mean, a guy can simply be making a nether to bring Tziporim to the Beit HaMikdash. That's Olata Of, this week's parsha. Why can't he bring an Olata Of? No, because the way a person normally would say that was, Harealai King. You don't refer it to birds. Nobody uses the word birds when they're talking about bringing a carbon oath. They refer to kinim. That is the name of the besechta. It's the way that people refer to it. Why would you say tziporim? It's unlikely. More likely that's a reference to specific carbon in which kinim are not mentioned. Well, now, wait a minute. There's one place, only one place, where the Torah actually uses the word birds. And that, over there, indeed, it's not a reference to the birds that are kosher for the Mizbeach. And that's by a mitzora. Part of the Seder of the Tarata mitzora is to bring wild birds and to dip them in blood. You shecht one of them, dip the other one in blood, and then you send it out. I mean, maybe that's what the guy has in mind. If you're already talking about is being Mechayev himself. So maybe what he's saying is, you know, I'll never have an opportunity to bring the tziporin of a mitzora. There's bound to be a mitzora somewhere in the world that has got to bring tziporin. You know what? I want to bring his birds for him. Maybe that's all that what the guy means. Answers the Gemara, well, of course, what Rabbi Yochanan is saying is Kagon Shayan Nazir Over Lefanav. Oh, so maybe then it's Nazir Tamei, and what he's saying is, I want to bring his karbonas. I mean, why would you say it means I want to be a Nazir and refer to I want to be a Nazir to talking about the Tziporim of a Nazir Tamei? Seems awfully far-fetched to me. Well, obviously it's talking about to go and show you Nazir Torah. It's unlikely that the guy is referring to, I want to bring his Karbonas of Tziporin in case he becomes Tomei. That's already not reasonable. It's more reasonable to say that this is the explanation of his words. So tell me now, the nafkamina between the case of the Mishnah, between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish would be what? My Benai, and here's where the Gemara wants to be Machadish. That, I mean, obviously there's other things we could say. We could talk about the relationship to Nazir Ayver Lefanav, whether that's really important or not. Because Bepashtus, according to Reish Lakish, if he defines it, it isn't important. But what would be a case, the Chiddush is, that according to Rabbi Yochanan, even if you openly say, I want you to know, I want to be chayev in Tziporim Hasmuchim L'Seyar. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, Afagav de Omar Hochi, even if you said, I want Tziporim Hasmuchim L'Seyar, that's not a verbal articulation of Nazirut. You're saying, I want Tziporim as hypertext. Come on, man. But say it. What do you want? Don't explain it to us, because that's not the way to become a Nazir. You're going to have to say something about Nazirut. Hypertext is not immediate context. And therefore, it won't work, even if you say it beferish, says Rabbi Yochanan. The only way it would work is if it's immediate context, in which inazir over lefanavini lo lo. Then yes, in this context, that's what birds mean. Was according to Reish Lakish, you don't need the Afakav de Nazir over Lefanav. A guy is saying, according to Reish Lakish, I want to be a Nazir. How is he saying that? By referring to the Tziporim in the context of hair. We know that hair is a valid reference to Nazirut. According to Reish Lakish, that's basically what he's telling you. Says the Gemara, you're telling me that it's not considered to be lingual to use a hypertext reference, and that even according to Reish Lakish, the Rabbanan hold that it's not, that's not language, it's not articulation. Well, I got a big problem with that, because we know that in order to make a Shavua, You also have to use language. And yet, everybody is meida. Even the Chachamim who argue on Rabbi Meir, that if you say, Yamin is a lashon of shvuah. So let's say, you mean that I will not eat today. You made a shvuah that you won't eat today. Now, the only way I can understand is that Yamin is a shvuah, is because since it says in the posik, lav mishum, is it not because we find in the posik the word Yamin associated hypertext to a shvuah, where it says, vayorem yimino smolo ala shamayim. So over there, vayishava becheolam. Okay, so we find that in the posik, I mentioned shvuah, it talks about lifting up your right hand, your left hand to the sky. But I mean, nobody says that's not good enough for language. They say it is good enough. Because in people's mind, when they hear yamin, people do lift up their right hands when they make a shvuah. I must mean a shvuah. But you never said it. So how can Reish Lakish say, how can anybody say, but everybody seems to be arguing, at least according to Rabbanan, even Reish Lakish, that it's not sufficient to say a word that is suggestive of its context. And here it says, Beferish, everyone agrees. Says the Gemara, no, you're jumping to conclusions. You're assuming that the reason Yamin is related to Shvuah is because of that pasuk in which you mentioned Shvuah in conjunction with Yamin, but that's not the reason. No, it's Bishum de Yamin Gufe Ikra Shvuah. It's because we find the word Yamin being a Shvuah, not used for a Shvuah. Shenema Nishba Hashem Yamino. So that means you can use Yamin as the chayfetz of the Shvuah. Okay, so then it's not hypertext anymore. So, Shenet Tanya, Minayin Lomer Yamin Shei Shvuah, Shenemar Nishba Hashem Bi Yamino. Not I lifted up my right hand and I made a Shvuah. The Shvuah is with the right hand. In which case, that means it's a Lashon Shvuah directly. Uminayin Lomer Simol Shei Shvuah, and in this context, clearly, where there's Yamin, the Zeroah has got to mean the left, not to mention that Oz is the Lashon of Din, and Din is always small, and so on. So that means that there we don't find any place where a contextual word is sufficient. This is not contextual.
All right.
Everybody's going to think it was just feedback. Hareini nazir min hacharzanim, umin hazagin, umin hataklachat, umin hatumah. Suppose a person mentions nazirut, but he limits the context of his nazirut. He says, I will be a nazirut from the charzanim. We'll see this action. Machlokas, which direction? Let's assume charzanim are pits. And zagin are the grape skin. Yeah, okay, we'll see there's the opposite way to learn also. Umbidatigla, or, this ubi is or. So or pips, or skins, or haircuts, or tuma. But I mean, it's all that he mentioned. I raise a nazir from everything.
In each case that he said it, he used the word nazir.
Yeah. So the question is that a neder about not eating pips, or is it a nazirus? Arez a nazir, v'cholit kuei nazirut alav. Because since we see that Kabbalat nazirut is a state, it's not that you create the issue directly with your neder, it's the acceptance of a state, in which case the Torah now tells you, okay, buddy, now you're in trouble. The same thing like a guy became Jewish. God says, okay, now you're in trouble. You're mushma v'yem in Me'ar Sinai. Well, you didn't say all Tayag mitzvahs, did you? I mean, those are...
But, they call me sandwiches. Right.
Yes, absolutely. So it's too late. Kol tikduk in izirut alav. Now, the truth is that not everybody agrees with this. And matnitin deloka Rabbi Shimon. The Tanya Rabbi Shimon Amir, Eno Chayav Ad Shiyidor Mikulam. Unless the guy accepts upon himself all of the Nazirut, he is not a Nazir. By the way, there's an interesting machloket about whether Rabbi Shimon agrees that he has made a neder for that thing. Yes, this is borrowing the term Nazirut. He's saying, I am like a Nazir vis-a-vis Tuma, but he's not really a Nazir, because there was no intent of answering himself on all these other things. We'll have to see more about the nature of this machloket. Obviously, that's gonna have profound implications. If he means it as a netter from this thing, then I understand what Rav Shimon is saying. If not, then we're gonna have to have a different explanation of his understanding of Nazirut. The Tanya, Rav Shimon Omer, Eno chayava chiyidor mikulam. Note the loshen, the careful loshen. And Rabbi Shimon is saying, neder from all. The rabbanat seafilo no nazar elabachad minhon. Now that's difficult to believe. That's a coincidence. Even if he only made himself a nazir from one, he's a nazir from all. Mashba again that the focus of Rabbi Shimon is on the neder element, and so the naziris hasn't gone into effect. Because he wasn't no there. He was no there. So where did the Nazirut come from? My time at Rabbi Shimon, why does Rabbi Shimon see that Nazirut is only a state that comes through the acceptance of the varied elements and then they get together, so to speak, to create that state? Because the Pasuk says, Mikol asher yaseh migefen hayayin, micharzanim viadzag. What's the point of the Mikol? I mean, you're listing everything. You spoke about Yayin, Sheikhar, Chatzanim, Adzag, Mikol Asher Yaseh. So Mikol is coming to tell you it's basically an acceptance of every last detail or forget about it. So it's got to be a Mikol.
Now, Rabbi Shimon would agree if you were just to say, you know, Eya Nazir, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. So then he would be a Nazir. But other than that, not. Rabban and my timer. Rabbanan say, well, but the Pasuk also says separately, Miyayin Vishekhar Yazir, which is either one. Just Yayin, Shekhar. So it means one of them. And it calls it Yazir. So apparently the Nazirut is to grab hold of one of the elements of Nazirut, and sort of the whole thing falls on you.
Wait,
Vishekhar? Shekhar does not mean beer.
Oh.
It's old wine.
Old wine.
Yeah.
But brandy's a problem. Yeah, okay.
Well, brandy's a problem anyway if you want good brandy.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, because the kind you can drink isn't worth drinking.
Yeah.
All right, so the Rabbanan say, what do I got to worry about the Mikol? What does Rabbi Shimon do with that pasuk? Rabbi Shimon, Ami Achtiv, Mi Yain Veshechar Yazir, Mashbetzi, enough, just the Yain Veshechar. No, Aumi Boile, Lesor Yain Mitzvah, Ki Yain Rishut. That's coming to tell me you're going to be usher on every Yain, even the Yain of a Mitzvah. What do you mean, Yain of a Mitzvah?
Today.
Purim. What is the Yain of a Mitzvah? Mayi. What? I mean, is it Kiddusha V'Avdalta? I mean, what are we talking about? Kiddusha V'Avdalta? I mean, Kiddusha V'Avdalta, is that considered to be, Tosus understands to be a question. That's a little bit silly, isn't it? I mean, Mushba V'Yomid Me'ar Sinai. Well, you're trying to tell me a guy is Chayiv B'Dafka to use wine for Kiddusha V'Avdalta? I mean, that's the Rabbanan. They said this is a way to express Kiddusha V'Avdalta, but it certainly doesn't mean that he should be, it should be a mamash of the Raisa. Otherwise, we have to read this as an actual question. I mean, isn't he mushpe v'amin me'ar Sinai? So how would it be chal on him?
Mushpe v'amin me'ar Sinai that he must make Kiddusher Abdullah on wine.
Right. Uh-huh. But, I mean, obviously, you don't have to necessarily make Kiddusher Abdullah on wine. You can use Sheikh Armadina. I mean, even if you want to say you have a Kiddush, to use something, use bread for right. Kiddush. You could use Mashkeh Medina for Abdullah. I mean, what's the chiyuv yain yain reshut?
Arba kosot.
What's that?
Arba kosot. Arba kosot.
Also, we understand that that's just a zecher. It's not. It's a chiyuv derabbanan. We're going to call it a mushba yamid. What do we need a pasuk to tell me what I'm supposed to do with the chiyuv derabbanan? It says that therefore that it's v'chi mushba. Rabbi Natan changes the girsa. I mean, but come on, what are you saying? You need to put something about a diorisa where you have to drink wine. Where's the diorisa that you have to drink wine? Elak, Yodam Arava, sure there's a case. cases where a guy made a shvuah that he's going to drink wine. Then he's mekabel nazirus. So now he's in a, he's really in a pickle. Damned if you do, damned if you don't. What's he supposed to do? So shvuah she'eshte. And then chozav ha'omar reini nazir. So now, atya nazirut chayla shvuah. This is coming to tell me. Miyayin v'shechar, even though you were previously mechayev yourself with a shvuah, the nazir takes precedence.
So much for his 12-step program.
Rabbona nami, ami boile la sora yein mitzvah ki yein reshut. Don't Rabbonan also need this? In Cain they say lemakro miyay. Why does it say shechar? Shma minotarte. That comes to teach me now two separate dinim. First of all, even if you made a shvuah, then a zirut is chal. And secondly, the halacha that even the partial acceptance of a nazirut, shechar alone, is sufficient to constitute an entire nazirut. To be continued.